Spanish. Go get Matt and Jason, please, from Saigon Kick and bring them in here. Danielle, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. What's happening?
Not much. I wanted to call and say I love you guys all.
Thank you.
I think Danielle's flirting with you for your birthday.
Oh, hi.
No, and I did want to say happy birthday. I went out and I celebrated for you last night, and right. I came home with a couple piercings.
You came home with piercings? You didn't? Oh, good. That's a good night.
Yeah, it was definitely a good night. I wish I felt better this morning, but...
Well, rest up, because we start all over again tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, I won't be able to make it out there.
Though. Why? What do you have tonight that's more important than that?
Mickey's Halloween party.
Mickey, oh, that's true. We got kids. They supersede me. I'll let you slide on that.
All right, the next time I'll come out.
Yeah, or like send us pictures of the piercings. I'd be good with that.
Okay, I can do that.
Right, just nudies. Just send nudies.
Yeah, if they're ear piercings, don't bother.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate it. Matt and Jason from Saigon Kick are here. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Get right up on the microphone. Jesus Christ, you're a musician. You know how to use them.
Hey.
I felt horrible about asking you guys to come in early today, but you both look like you're early morning guys.
I'm for Pilates at like 6.
Shut up, you're not. But you look good, though.
Thank you.
I know. Jason's lost weight. I don't know how much have you lost.
I amputated a leg, so 50 pounds.
That's an easier way to do it. These guys are nice enough to come on down there. I told them last night that we have no business playing after them.
Right, yeah.
On stage, but they were nice enough to let us do that tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe. What now? This is so much better to me. This is not an acoustic set. This is way better than that. What are we doing?
A karaoke set.
Yeah, that'll work just fine.
We sing the songs of the band formerly known as. We put together some really cool versions of stuff, like percussive, interesting instrumentation. So, like I said, it'll either be a disaster or absolutely amazing.
Either way, we're going to win for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, with backing tracks.
Yeah. Are you nervous about it?
I just want to make sure I come in on time, because if I'm not in on time, that chorus is going to come in late or early, and it's going
to
be bad.
You want me to stand over on the side?
It's going to be bad.
We just stand over on the side of the stage and go, now!
Yeah. Go! When's the last time you guys played?
I think February. Right?
February, yeah. Monsters of Rock
Cruise. Man, so you're rusty. Now, what do you do? Do you practice? Like, where do you practice? In the room, the hotel room, or did you get together?
Yesterday, we practiced in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Or we try to get flights with, like, stops.
Right.
You know what would be great? Walking through the hotel and hearing that and going, is that guy got Saigon Kick in my hotel room?
Yeah.
Besides that, you know, we are the U2 of Walmart and Walgreens right now. I mean, like, that's where you hear all the music.
Oh, yeah. Like, anywhere.
You're shopping for your late night medications.
Dude, is that? I remember the first time when I was a kid that Van Halen was on VH1. Remember VH1 when it first came out? It was like your parents. It was a Phil Collins channel.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden they were playing Van Halen songs. And now, then you realize that when they're playing music you like in Walgreens, that you got old, and the music being at all, that's now acceptable to, that's amazing, and that's you. That's you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Love Is on the Way went straight to Muzak, though. I think it went to Muzak before first. It went to radio.
Who wrote that song?
Jason wrote it.
You wrote it.
Yes, and he wrote it in a day. I, for some reason, I don't know why I did this, but I said, we should have a ballad for the next record.
We wanted to get some of that more
he
than
he went home and wrote Love Is on the Way.
Wow.
Came in, done.
And you loved it? When you got it,
it pained you to sing it? It was a good song.
Yeah.
I was good to go. And we did this crazy video in Mexico of Hostile Youth. And I'm hanging out of a helicopter. And it's heavy. And we're going to set it up. And we're going to bat it home with Love Is on the Way, fourth single. Some guy put it on the radio. They canned the Hostile Youth and immediately went to Love Is on the Way.
Oh.
We went from mosh pits to prom night.
Yeah.
In a week. And then they were fighting.
Was there money coming in right after that when you were like, well, okay, it's not what we wanted, but now we're making some money?
No. Most importantly, I think, is that we took down the entire hair metal movement with that ballad. It was like the last one. Uh-huh. So without us, Nirvana would have never happened. Right. The hair metal thing just would have kept going. So Dave Grohl owes me a big check if you talk to him.
But as a fan of the band, I know, and I've told you guys this before, it wasn't Love Is on the Way that I wanted to see. Like, the first time I saw you guys, the thing I walked away from was Body Bags. I was like, oh, this is great. That was way ahead of its time.
We toured with a lot of cool band. I mean, we toured with the Ramones, which was pretty legendary.
Yeah.
Faith No More and Soundgarden and a lot of that stuff. But I think we just got caught between, you know, and it happens. You get, you know, two things are happening.
Right.
We managed to go right down between the middle and not be a part of either one.
I've never seen anybody as comfortable with their story as you guys are. Last night, you were just like, oh, it is what it is.
We don't care.
We did it, right?
Yeah. Honestly, we just don't care.
Can you, like, I always wonder what that guy who was in the Beatles for 5 minutes, George Best, what he does, how he didn't kill himself. I don't know.
I always say, like, look, at the end of the day, it's like you're going back to hockey. It's like, you know, we played in the NHL.
Right.
Granted, it was only for a season.
But not everybody gets to play, right? Yeah. So,
like, at the end of the day, we still made it to the pros, and we got it. You know, we played a good year.
You had more than a season.
But you guys,
I know.
You can't apologize for having to hit. I mean, that's kind of stupid.
When I was your age, I had the worst job for those 10 years. I did the worst jobs ever. You guys were rock stars. That's the greatest thing in the world. And now you get to live hang out comfortable life as a result of it. So there's nothing to complain about.
And plus, we're playing the buffet earlier before your show. Oh, you ate shrimp? I mean, it's a win-win for me.
In all honesty, where are you at now, if not together, separate? I know you put music online every once in a while. Like, how much are you guys making new music individually?
We're super fortunate in that we don't have to go. So we do like 10 or 15 shows a year. And,
right.
And, you know, just... That's enjoying it for the music kind of thing, and we're, you know, we'll write. But I even know, as a fan of like bands that I like, it's like, you know, I hate to say it, but you're just not that interested in hearing the new stuff. I mean, as much as you want to hear the songs you grew up with are that important. So I hate to be that old band that's like, and we're coming with a new record.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a comeback.
It's political.
Because the business is terrible.
Because he sent me one riff. We're talking about writing.
Right.
He sent me one riff, and I'm like, how do I tell him I can't sing to this? I'm not into that anymore.
Right.
And we had to get over that hump.
We broke up.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, so I'm like, we need to sit in a room. You need to find out what I like singing. We need to put our heads together, and we need to write a song. And it seems simple, but
do you know that? I think that I'm a complete sellout, because if he sent me a riff that I didn't like, I'd be like, I don't care. Is they going to pay us to sing the song? I'll sing it. I'd sing it like a big old fairy. I don't care what you want.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
This poor guy, man. I don't want to do anything. I hate everything. But I think that's where it works.
I always thought Jason would be the dick in the group.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, no.
Back in the day, he was tough, man.
You mock what you fear.
I know nothing about your internal workings, but if I had to, I would think that you would have been the difficult one.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but now I think Matt was the difficult one.
I had only nice things to say about you.
that's not nice to say. I just think I would think that you would be the one that's like, nope. You would be the sticking to your convictions
guy. I know you're in a band. I mean, especially when you're in your 20s and you get a record deal, I mean, you assume, you know, you're Led Zeppelin,
right?
And everybody else is not.
We're not.
Wake up at one point and you realize, oh, I'm not, you know. So you come at it, and I think to a certain degree, even what you're doing now, I mean, you have to have an ego that you're good.
Sure.
You know, and I think there's a fine line between, like you said.
I saw you, and I think I told you this before. I might have told Matt before. I saw you interact with a fan in maybe 1992. And that made me think that later on in the year that you were super sweet. It was a girl. She was backstage. This is the best. You came outside. We were so starstruck. You came outside after the show. It was at the USF Special Events Center.
I remember that.
You came out. It's in
Tampa?
In Tampa. It's up at USF. They have a like a student center. Mm-hmm. You guys played, and of course, me and Moose were waiting around by the tour bus afterwards. You came out and you were like, all right, who's got the joint? And then you came out.
Who's got the cupcakes?
Yeah, and there was some girl waiting for you. And I thought, that must be a wonderful life, to just walk out and have girls waiting for you. And this girl came up to you. She was young, and she would have done anything for you. And you walked up to her, and you guys were talking, and you took a picture, or you signed something, and she was like, she didn't just like you. She was in love with you, because she was like, Jason, I was wondering if you might want to go get some coffee. I'll never forget she said that to you. Because that's not, I would wonder if you want to go on the bus and bang. That's, I really want to talk to you and know you, because I feel like your music loves me.
But I always found those people. I was never the drummer always found like the actual, I was the guy that's like, so what's your major?
But that was,
you have student loans? Oh, awesome. You know, the bus is rocking.
I would have, as the dirty, disgusting human being I am, I would have turned that let's go get coffee into let's see how dirty we can really get this. But you were so polite to her. You were like, oh, thank you, but we have to leave now. And I went, that's a guy who sticks to his guns, man. He could be doing, I would just have used that, used my evil powers, and you were totally calm.
I wish I could let you live vicariously through that.
Yeah.
I did, but I'm telling you, I'm a horrible letdown in that whole department.
I know. Well,
I'd be a guy who missed, like, all the signals, too. Like, so, like, you know, it could be,
oh,
like,
really? See? That's why you need a Pete.
I don't drink coffee.
Right.
Keeps me up.
That's why I have Pete. Pete will always go, hey, dummy, she's trying to bang you. You need somebody to go and set that up for you. You know what I mean? But, God, this is Jason Bieler and Matt Kramer from Saigon Kick, who are nice enough to play with us tonight for the birthday celebration at the Hard Rock. I'm super excited for this. You are among the bands that I would travel to go see. Yeah, so we were talking about last night to go see a show in Chicago. What?
You caught him.
What?
Tell him the story about when you caught him.
I don't know if we talked about it. So when I was younger, I would go see them play, and Matt was the guy who was climbing things and jumping off them before Eddie Vedder did it in the later 90s. I mean, you really were out there. There was no you. I always say Jim Morrison. I'm not even a Doors fan, but there was never anybody who came. Like, to know you now is so weird to think of you on stage because you were an entirely different person.
Yeah, I do amp up.
Yeah,
steadily.
Amp up into the whole thing. At one point, you were wearing a turban.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good times. And Matt would climb things and jump off them, and it would always be my goal and Moose's goal to try and catch Matt, to convince him that no matter how high he climbed, it would be safe for him to jump.
Right.
And there were times that I caught him successfully, and there were times that he almost broke my ribs, knee first into the as the wind knocked out of me, and me going, "It was awesome." Do you know what else? And I didn't talk about this last night. One else, the only time I've ever done this, because I was definitely too fat to stage dive as a kid. You didn't want to do that because they would either cleared or I would have killed some kids.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Clear.
Right. But I did get on stage at the Cameo Theater because you guys would let people climb the stage and then jump in.
Sure.
And I was like, I don't know if I can get myself up this wall. And I did. And I got up on stage, and then you were singing, and you looked at me, and I looked at you, and I think we were both like, you were going to be like, don't jump. Don't kill anyone today. And I just was like, I didn't know what to do. I was just so happy to be there. And then I just walked off the side of the stage. The uncool way to go off.
I guess you slowly climbed down.
No. I just put my head down and shimmied off the side.
I never jumped off the stage. I was always amazed at him because I just knew I'd be the guy that, like, you know, all right, I'll try it.
I just think that must be so fun. And it was pretty good because even if you get a group of people that are going crazy, dancing, moshing or whatever they're doing, when somebody jumped in, they would do their best to hold them up and pass them around and pass them back to the stage.
That's when we kind of knew our time had passed when they stopped catching Matt. Like, you know, we need to take a break for a few years and let this come back around.
It's over now. I think it's great, and I'm excited to see you guys tonight. I don't know if you want to sing anything now. And we have guitars, and I don't know how that works. You have to warm up, or if you want to be like, I don't know.
Stretch. Get an early protein meal.
Yeah. I don't. It's entirely up to you.
I'm not prepared.
We will do anything you ask us to do.
See, that's why you guys don't get along. Jason said I'm not prepared.
Right here.
I did get the opportunity to play with you last time you were at the State Theater. I got up there. How much was I sweating that out? Oh, I had 3 chords to learn on bass, and I was in the hotel room just hours before just dying.
You got to help me. I'm like, it's 3 notes. He's like, I know. I'm like, you know the song? He goes, no, I know. He goes, leave me alone.
Basically, all I had to do was go, dum, 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 dum. And still, I was like sweating it, man. But it was awesome.
But you did great.
I didn't even screw up. Although, at one point, Matt came over and tried to sing with me, and I'm like, don't make me sing. Don't make me. I can't do 2 things at one time. Yeah. Oh, don't.
Every now and then you see Jason kind of peek down like this over on the other side of the stage.
Don't put the pressure on with the guitar, Spanish. You're making it awkward and uncomfortable.
He's joking. He wants you to bring the guitar.
No, we can save it for tonight. That's fine. I would. I don't want you to be unprepared and screw anything up and then ruin the whole game.
We're hanging on by a thread here. We don't need to take our career out right now with a bad version of something. No.
Tonight, you'll get to see them do some of their great songs. If you were a fan of the band, this Tampa was a hot spot for you guys.
Yeah.
When I was at 98 Rock, 98 Rock played the hell out of it in the beginning, and they were real supportive of the band. Greg Mullen, those guys loved local music, and you guys being local out of Miami, he was good to the band.
It's always been one of your favorite places.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hopefully all those guys will come out tonight and check it out. Wow. Again, I would say probably closer to a 8:30, 9 o'clock start tonight, in that range, but get there early because the Hard Rock is free, and it's one of those things where everybody will come out, and you'll be stuck outside and cursing all of us. So, dude, thank you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.